The Mystery of the Dropping Internet, Starmer's Speech and Johnson's Speech. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Tuesday, September the 22nd. We've all had bad internet, and we all know how frustrating it can be. But imagine if this happened every morning without fail at 7 a.m. Imagine waking up, making a cup of tea, getting ready for work and sitting down to watch the latest TLDR news video, only to see that yet again the internet's gone down. Well, for the small village of Aberhosen in Wales, this was a reality for 18 months. The question everybody wanted answering though was, why was this the case? What was causing it? Well, the cable company, Openreach, replaced, you guessed it, the cables, expecting this to solve the issue. But this was to no avail. So they used a spectrum analyzer to see if there were any devices in the village that could be causing interference. This is where the problem arose. It was discovered that every morning, one person in the village would turn on their old TV set. This TV caused electrical interference strong enough to knock out the whole village's internet. When told about their nuisance TV, the resident was very keen to make clear that it would not be used again. The story has a happy ending though, and since the TV's broadband cutting feature was discovered, the internet in the village has remained stable and residents can watch TLDR news unencumbered. In British political news today, opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer has made a speech to the Labour Party conference about the 2019 election. In this speech, he said something that seems unlikely to hear from the leader of a losing party. We deserved to lose. Yes, he really said this. He claimed that in a democracy, when you lose an election, you do not blame the electorate. Instead, you should be looking at yourselves. He said this alongside a shocking statistic that Labour has had as many election-winning prime ministers in 75 years as the Conservatives have had in 5 years. For those of you wondering, this is true. The only Labour prime ministers who've won elections have been Clement Attlee in 1945 and 1950, Harold Wilson in 1964, 1966 and twice in 1974, and Tony Blair in 1997, 2001 and 2005. In only the last 5 years, the Conservatives have won elections under David Cameron in 2015, Theresa May in 2017 and Boris Johnson in 2019. Although this may seem an odd strategy from Starmer, highlighting the failures of his own party, it seems like he's using this to show that Labour needs to change if it wants power. For Starmer, he believes that he is this change. He is trying to present Labour as a credible alternative to the Conservatives, a party that is willing to put nation above party interests and back the government when necessary. Others, though, will be critical, claiming that Starmer is splitting the Labour Party into the old left-leaning members who are to blame for the lack of power for a decade, and the new, more centrist members, who are, according to him, going to be the saviour that Labour needs. The same critics may argue that failing to criticise the Conservatives isn't in Labour's interest, and that Starmer is selling out for no good reason. Nonetheless, this speech will likely be a controversial one for Mr. Starmer. In the last news story today, Prime Minister Johnson has made a speech. Seems like it's been a very good day for the speech lovers out there. Although this speech was about the changing coronavirus restrictions, it was not made at number 10 Downing Street. This likely follows the criticisms levelled at the Prime Minister by the Speaker of the House, Lindsay Hoyle. Nonetheless, the change of scenery was, well, refreshing. While cases have been rising in the last few weeks, the government has known that more restrictions were needed to stop England experiencing a second wave of the virus. For this reason, the Prime Minister has introduced the following rules. Hospitality venues must close by 10 p.m. each night. He made a point of explaining that they had to be closed, not calling for last orders, to make the rules very simple to enforce. The rule of six has been tightened, meaning that there are fewer restrictions, such as indoor team sport. Those that must wear masks have been expanded, specifically to those visiting hospitality venues, except for when eating or drinking, and to everyone using taxis. Those that can work at home are again being asked to do so. COVID secure workplaces are additionally becoming legally enforceable, and fines for individual and business rule breakers will be increased. While no one wants the rules to be tightened, the government believes that this is what is needed and have stressed that these rules will remain for 6 months unless things get better. Sir Keir Starmer has made clear that Labour back the rules and encourage citizens to follow them and respect the rule of law. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.
The Daily Briefing is a TLDR news podcast brought to you by 326 Limited. It was written and recorded by Ben Blissett. Production assistance comes from Jack Kelly, and the executive producer of The Daily Briefing is Jack Kelly. Learn more about TLDR news at tldrnews.co.uk or by searching for TLDR on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.